Mr. Dario, Dario, last name Coello, dash Guillen, 10/30/77. This is a 44-year-old gentleman who comes in today with abdominal pain. He's been in and out of the emergency room many times. His problem started in December. What is that?
Hold on.
His problems started in December where he started having abdominal pain. He's been in two different emergency rooms, Texas emergency room as well as HCA Kingwood. He's had many CT and blood work, which all have been negative. Subsequently had an EGD, which was done by Dr. Walker, diagnosed with gastric polyps. He has never had an ultrasound of his abdomen. He also seen a urologist because he was having some lower abdominal pain, and the CT scan showed diverticulosis, possible diverticulitis. The urologist felt like there was not much he could do for him. The diverticulitis was treated with Cipro and Flagyl back in January, and he continues to have this pain, especially in his epigastric area at this time. The pain doesn't appear to be in the lower abdomen anymore, period. So he's had two CT scans, one EGD, never had any cystoscopy, and continues to have pain. Review of system, he's lost weight, he's a mechanic, he's been married 15 years, doesn't have any children, he has nausea, he has food intolerance, no diarrhea. Family history, mom died some kind of cirrhosis of the liver, dad died of heart disease, immunization, COVID immunization is up to date. Allergy, Advil liquid gel, he did finish the course of Cipro and Flagyl, didn't make him feel great, but he wasn't allergic to it. Foot surgery, medical problems, thyroid issues, anxiety, hyperlipidemia. He was diagnosed as pre-diabetic, but his sugars have been stable. Medications include clonazepam, levothyroxine, and simvastatin. Under social put-down, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink alcohol. No recent travels reported, has not been to Mexico, has not had any unpasteurized milk or cheese. No other family members has the same issues at home. Period. He has no symptoms of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, as far as I can tell. And mainly he has epigastric and bladder quadrant pain. Period. He weighs 144 pounds, the weight loss of 15 pounds noted, 99%, 98.6, 16, 71, 125 over 77. Heart pulses was of two, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash, upper epigastric pain, right upper quadrant epigastric pain, noted in logical non-focal. Assessment number one, abdominal pain. Number two, bedside ultrasound shows what looks like gallstones. Number three, we'll get an ultrasound at the hospital for confirmation. Number four, refer to Dr. Bunyan, B-U-N-Y-O-N, for further evaluation. Number seven, he may need a CCK stimulation with HIDA scan with CCK stimulation, sorry. Next number, we'll have Dr. Bunyan decide. Next number, nausea. Next number, gallbladder. It does appear to be slightly thick, but it definitely has a stone 2 to 3 centimeter in size. For the best I can ascertain, the common bile duct is not dilated. Next number, prostate looks good. Next number, liver and kidneys look good. Next number, with family history of heart disease and stroke, we looked at his carotids. They looked normal. Next number, we looked at his heart, which looked normal. Next number, we looked at his thyroid, which looked normal. Lower extremity looks good with no sign of PVD. At this time noted. Blood work is up to date. I don't believe he needs any more blood work. He wants a Toradol shot for pain, 60 milligram now. He's finished the course of antibiotics. We'll not give him any more antibiotics. Next number, refer to Dr. Bunyan, B-U-N-Y-O-N. Next number, follow up with him, follow up with Dr. Bunyan and myself. Next number, no need to see a urologist at this time. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the clinic. Thank you.